This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the show. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll start things out with your phone calls about whatever you want. Gene is on the line in Tennessee. Gene, the Christian anarchist, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. When did you guys change to Fox News at the top of the hour? I didn't notice that until today.
Oh, that's only running on our internet feed. So it's just something the network that we're on, Genesis Communications Network, used to provide the USA IRN news. And in a lot of cases, it's very stale. They're recording it off the satellite, and I'm not sure how often they record it, but sometimes it'll be several hours old. So I figured...
sometimes it's like 24 hours old, I noticed.
Yeah, I just figured that, I'd put something in there that's just a little bit more fresh. And the reason I chose them is because I looked at all the different major news options out there, and theirs was the only one that I could actually get a podcast of that was a, 5-minute length that I could plug right into that news break. So it was really the only option. So there you go.
Anyway, I was going to talk about China again. This time I've got quite a bit different story to tell about China, and usually when I'm talking about China, I tell you about the progress they've made and how things have changed to where it's quite livable there nowadays. But
mm-hmm.
I've recently read about what China went through in the 40s, 50s, and into the 70s. And I thought that I would touch on that because it's pretty gruesome what happened and what my wife's parents and grandparents actually lived through in that country. And so there were things going on in over there that I'm afraid that we're kind of marching into here. The control that they had and the amount of scare tactics that they used to keep people in line were something you can only imagine in a nightmare, I think. The kind of pressure they use to get people to turn on their neighbors and snitch on each other, and the young kids that were raised in the brainwashing to actually execute people and throw people in prison for their entire lives for things as meager as stashing a bag of rice. If you were caught with a bag of rice when, trying to feed your family, you were considered a criminal because you were hoarding.
Wow.
And these kind of horrors that went on through the, up until 70s, really. It was like 71 when Mao was removed and Deng Xiaoping took over. And they looked upon that. Actually, in China, they do talk about this quite openly, as being an era that they need to never repeat, because when Deng Xiaoping took over, he kind of opened things up, and that's when Nixon went over and all that stuff. But
I hope they don't. I hope that they remember the past and are not doomed to repeat it, as so many seem to be.
Well, no, I'm afraid that we're the ones that are likely to repeat that because of the nationalism that is flourishing in this country, and the ability of people to hold that flag so high that anything that's done under the name of that flag is considered good. And I just see that we're kind of slipping into that same thing. And
absolutely. I mean, the people in Russia have said similar things. Former Germans have also said, people that have been through these tyrannies in the past, they're looking at the United States and they're pointing it out and they're saying, hey, you guys, pay attention. You're just doing the same old crap. And you're going down that same road. And we've heard it from people that have had that experience on this show and elsewhere.
And one of the things that was done under Mao was the government, of course, controlled every minor aspect of everything. So when the people were starving and they didn't have enough food to eat, Mao decided that the correct solution to the problem was for everybody to farm a certain way, and I can't remember exactly what it was. But it was, of course, the opposite of what really needed to be done, which made the crops worse and made the people so weak that farmers were actually starving to death in their bed, too weak to go out and harvest rice that was sitting in the paddies waiting to be harvested. People were starving to death next to fields of rice. It was that bad.
Wow, that's crazy. Centralized command and control, centralized planning, you know, that's what happens when you've got one man deciding for everybody. When that one man makes a mistake, people's lives are affected. They're killed.
In fact, where I read this was on LouRockwell.com. So if people want to read more about it, there's a very good article on LouRockwell.com that they can look at that explains this far better than I can.
So. I think that it's not too late here. I think that if people were to get together sooner rather than later, of course, the longer people wait, the more likely what you're talking about is going to come to fruition. But if people can get up here to New Hampshire and get together and get active sooner, then I think we can stave this off and actually achieve liberty in a relatively quick clip. But we have to get people together first, and it's slow going right now. Only a few hundred people have made the move to New Hampshire so far. I'm sure a couple hundred more will move next year, maybe more than that. I don't know. I mean, maybe there'll be a huge explosion in 2010. We've certainly seen increases every year after year, and I hope to see more soon.
One more thing I'd like to point out is there are a few people in China that miss the Mao period, as horrible as it was. And there's actually, my wife has an old uncle who misses the Mao thing. But the reason he misses it is because he's lazy. He doesn't want to work. He hasn't worked his whole life. He spent, whatever money he got, he gambled it away at the Mahjong tables. And so he has nothing, he's broke, and he misses the Mao thing because even though the people were broke, everybody was broke, So it's misery loves company kind of thing, where he wants it back the way it was because he don't like seeing these other Chinese people now prospering under this new system.
It's a typical welfare kind of mentality.
Entitlement mentality.
Screw the rich, I deserve this, da-da-da-da-da. So.
Yeah, and it just makes me sick sometimes when I think about this kind of thing, and I just get scared, quite frankly, that
Well, there's no point in being scared, Gene. There's really no point in being scared because what's going to happen is going to happen, and you either do something about it or you sit there and shiver in fear because
I don't fear for myself so much, but I fear for the people that. I mean, this country is so full of overweight people that are going to, if things get tough, some of these people that weigh 300-400 pounds, they're just going to starve in their bed because they're not, the government is not going to be there to save your hide. So people that aren't able to take care of themselves are simply going to die. There's not going to be anything for them.
Thanks, Gene, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It's easy to look at the economic factors out there, to look at the police state, to look at the growth of the government and the debt and all of this just stuff that you can look at and say, oh, my gosh, this is awful. How do we deal with this? It's frightening. It's scary.
Yeah. It is.
You just can't let it get you down. You can't let it defeat you. Because that's not going to help. If you believe that all these things are going to come about,
it didn't used to bother me as. I mean, it used to bother me more than it does now. And I think that the reason that it doesn't bother me now is because I am around liberty-oriented people pretty much all day, every day. When I leave my home, and I would agree that I would say that my wife is pretty much a liberty-oriented person. She wants the government, by and large, out of her life too. But when I come to town, the people I talk to are Free State Project members or sympathizers that live here, and
you run into them on the streets.
You really do. The town is lousy with Free State Project members here in Keene, New Hampshire. They're just everywhere. So you don't
lousy
have,
is that another word for filled with?
Yes. You don't have to live where you are, isolated and in sort of desperate straits. You don't have to.
It's up to you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Yesterday, I filled my whole day with activism stuff on Sunday. It was amazing. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Certain restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include the chat room. It's open 24 hours a day. Best time is during the show, of course, chat.freetalklive.com. That is chat.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some really great prices on gold and silver. I think now is a good time to have some gold and silver in your repertoire. Matter of fact, I'm not really putting money into any other kind of investments besides my IRA that's not in gold and silver. So That's where I'm growing my investments right now. You and I put together a few choices because I know it's not easy to look to just look at all the myriad of apples and oranges out there in the numismatic markets and decide what's right and what's wrong. So I made some great choices. They're great prices offered by Midas Resources. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. Not only do you get some great prices, but you can support Free Talk Live in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Joe in Illinois. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, Joe.
You have a great show.
Thanks, Joe. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, that last caller, he was right on the mark. I mean, with the war on drugs and this war on terror, these phony wars, we really are becoming a police state society with civilian surveillance being recruited by all the agencies. I work at Walgreens, and they put out a little memo for everybody to read about watch people who are buying hydrogen peroxide because that could be used to make bombs, and they're having ATF and FBI people come to the stores and, like, give you briefings on it and stuff.
Ludicrous.
On hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, I know. It's a great mouthwash if you don't want to use all the carcinogenic chemicals in the regular mouthwash. I buy it all the time, and it's dirt cheap, too.
It is dirt cheap, and it is very effective, and it makes those cool bubbles when you put it on things that are dirty.
Yeah,
and hydrogen peroxide's cool, man, and it's so basic.
It's a miracle chemical, totally safe. You can use it to sterilize anything, but we got to watch the people with that.
Right now, before you know it, they're going to start making it so you have to collect identification from people. It'll be like the pseudoephedrine. You'll have to ID people and fill out forms and all that nonsense. You have to do the pseudoephedrine thing too, don't you?
Oh yeah. I don't know if that's just in Illinois or if
it's nationwide.
Unbelievable.
Yep. What else do you want to share with us tonight, Joe?
Well, about that guy who called telling people not to vote about an hour ago or
an hour or so.
I kind of agree with that, but if there is a liberty-oriented candidate, we definitely should support him and put the word out for him. So, but when you got Republicans like John McCain and Sarah Palin and Newt Gingrich, those people are Democrats.
Well, no, they're just status. The Republicans and Democrats are, for the most part, essentially two sides of the same statist coin. They're people that believe in controlling the lives of others. They just believe in maybe slightly differing versions of that control. And when it comes to supporting liberty-oriented candidates, I do generally support that and candidates that are liberty-oriented. But the bar that I've raised is fairly high. I'm not going to just take someone's word for it that so-and-so is a good candidate. We had a guy call in, I think it was our Saturday show a couple of weeks ago, and he was telling us that there's this website out there that has a bunch of candidates that are claiming to be Ron Paul candidates. And when you actually, if you were to just glance at the website and look at these people's names, you'd say, yeah, Ron Paul candidates. All right, great. I like Ron Paul. Ron Paul, principled guy, good guy, liberty-oriented. These guys must be liberty-oriented, too, until you click on them, and then you start reading what they have to say about the issues. And they're not even in the same ballpark as Ron Paul.
Of Glenn Beck-type people who are trying to move in on the surge of pro-freedom, genuine pro-freedom, the genuine surge of pro-freedom movement that's going on in this country and trying to steer it back toward the establishment. And that's really, Alex Jones should be on Fox News. You guys should be on
They're never going to offer me a job.
Yes,
I can tell you that.
Anytime soon. You know, I largely agree with what you're saying about the pro-freedom candidates, and I certainly wouldn't vote for anybody from above a state-level office that wasn't sort of pro-freedom. But I have heard somebody here in the local Republican Liberty Caucus here in New Hampshire, the New Hampshire version of it, state that basically you have to vote for all Republicans in order to sort of bolster the pro-liberty ones so that they can get on I'm just telling you what was said here, into the good, the committees and in the good positions and things like that, that if you only vote for the pro-liberty candidates, then you won't have, the Democrats will get in. And
wait a minute. What about the pro-liberty candidates that are running as Democrats?
But how many are there?
But there's one that's been elected. At
right,
least
there
one
is
that's
one.
Been
there's
elected.
A, there are a few,
there's
and I'm going to be
another one running
them
out. There's going to be another one running here in 2010.
I think you should
area.
Be. I think you should be conscious of them.
Just it's that mentality of you got to vote for all Republicans because you got to help the pro-liberty Republicans out. It's that kind of mindless mentality that I think has gotten us right where we are.
I think on the national level that's true, but right where we are hasn't been concentrating pro-liberty people into one place. So I think that he may have...
I'm not voting for somebody that is anti-liberty.
I don't think
period.
You have to. I don't think you have to.
Oh, I won't. Trust me. Anyway, Joe, anything else?
Oh, I didn't know you guys. I just started listening to you a few days ago. I learned about you from Alex Jones.
Interesting.
And
did he mention us on his show?
No. I was just checking out the GCN,
gotcha.
Other GCN programs. And and he's a great guy, by the way. You should check out his films and books.
I've seen his films. I enjoy his films. I never really listened to his radio show. I don't really have time to listen to radio shows. But I like his work when it comes to the police state stuff. I think he does a great job of really covering that stuff very well. I think that where Alex Jones goes off the rails is on the just kind of constantly promoting the conspiracy theory concepts, because I think it's defeatism and I think it encourages the coming after you. I think
so much for you. Got another Alex Jones listener.
I think it encourages defeatism, and I think that the conspiracy mentality kind of promotes this concept of they're out there. They're watching you. They're out to get you. They rule over everything. They're behind the scenes. They're the puppeteers. And it's really very, it makes it seem like it's indefeatable and it's impossible to win, especially when you're all alone. And I was actually talking about this last night with some of the activists here as we went out to the candlelight vigil, is that the conspiracy theory message is, I think, dangerous on its own. But when somebody is all by themselves, wherever they live, because usually liberty-oriented people are they feel alone in most places. So when this conspiracy theory start raining down, it sounds believable. Usually what the case is the conspiracy theorists have some things right and a whole lot wrong. They've gotten a few facts right, but in many cases they're speculating around those facts, and so there's just all this misinformation and nonsense in there. But the people believe it because it's presented, you know, kind of from this position of authority behind a microphone, that kind of thing. They believe it, but when they look at their situation, they see this kind of defeat as this impossible situation that they can't possibly deal with all on their lonesome. So they have to dig a bunker and, you know, live in their basement. There's nothing else that they feel like they can do. But once you get around other people, it helps other liberty-minded people, like we are here in New Hampshire, it helps check that mentality. You know, you can't go too far off the deep end if there are other people around to kind of bring you back in. You see where I'm coming from, Joe?
Yes, I do. I'll
let you respond in a moment. Hang on. I know you have something else to say. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The Facebook profile is available for you. You can become a fan just by heading on over to Facebook.FreeTalkLive.com. That's Facebook.FreeTalkLive.com.
Public policy floats your boat? Well, learn more about public policy by interning at a state or federal public policy organization. The Charles G. Koch Summer Fellowship Program includes an opening in the week-long policy seminar, an eight-week paid summer internship, a closing seminar, and weekly policy lectures. Choose from 70 organizations in Washington, D.C., and state policy network think tanks across the country. Program includes a stipend and a housing allowance. You have to, for the spring seminar, you have to do by November the 15th and by January the 31st for the summer one. So get in on it at libertarianinternships.com. That's libertarianinternships.com.
Let's go back to Joe in Illinois. Joe, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were saying you found the show on a different program, the Alex Jones Show, or you found it by finding his show, and they kind of one led to another. And I was commenting about my thoughts on Alex Jones and praising him for the police state coverage that he does, but at the same time saying that I don't really care too much for the conspiracy theory mentality. Your thoughts?
Oh, well, I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear everything you had said because a cop car was driving by with its sirens blaring, probably going to bust some nonviolent marijuana user or something. But
I understand
what you said, but I would just say you got to check out the facts, and with regard to like the Bilderberg Group and the CFR,
I don't have to. See, here's the thing. I don't have to check out those facts. Now, look, I've seen the video, so I know exactly what you're talking about, and I know what the Bilderberg Group is, a group of elite people, you know, politicians and muckety-mucks and business corporation owners and things like that that get together allegedly to plot to control the world. And, you know, okay, there's nothing I can do about that. Even if I know who all of those people are, it doesn't change my position. It doesn't do anything to achieve liberty in my lifetime. It doesn't help me advance the cause of freedom in any way, shape, or form. It just promotes the mentality of defeatism, which is what the point is that I was making earlier, and that is that this conspiracy theory of just these people that are out there that are lording over everything, they're unstoppable, they run the banks, they run the governments, they run this, they run that, it's very defeatist, and it makes it, I think it draws people, some people, not everybody, obviously, I can't, you know, I can't speak for everybody, but I think there are some people that... Man, busy road out there. Anyway, I think there are some people out there that allow themselves to get into this mentality of just hopelessness as a result of hearing these things. And if I know who the Bilderbergers are, how does that help me achieve liberty in my lifetime? How does that help me bring new people here to New Hampshire, encourage them to get active for freedom, encourage them to non-cooperate with the government? It doesn't. It doesn't do anything.
Let him answer.
Joe.
Well, I would say that I could see how you could make that argument, but I think there have been a lot of people when they see that we're losing our liberty not by, you know, a series of sort of semi-random events and occurrences, but it's these people's plan and these people, the fruit that they've borne has been bad before, and then to see what they're doing now and how everything is kind of going according to their plan and the various tactics that they use. And then
Joe,
that could really wake people up to that this is a really serious situation. And,
you're
and
right.
They need to get in there and start learning about not just, Joe, you're right,
some people have been brought on board with the conspiracy theory kind of philosophy. They have, but I think
they've called the show. I know it's true.
Absolutely true. But some of them have been scared away as a result. Now, I'd like to ask you a series of questions and get some yes-nos out of you real quick. Do you believe that 9/11 was an inside job?
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe that Hurricane Katrina was caused by a giant Wawa machine called HARP up in Alaska and visited upon New Orleans as a result?
No.
Okay. Do you believe that give me some more. Chemtrails. Do you think that the government is spraying metallic stuff out of airplanes in order to get us all sick called chemtrails?
I wouldn't say necessarily to get us all sick, but they've admitted that they've been experimenting.
They've
with
been doing some stuff.
Programs like that.
Sure. There's always the really great one where the lizard people
men.
Have taken over the government and they are the Illuminati. How about that one? You'll admit that there are people that have been brought on board to those conspiracy theories and brought to whatever philosophy it is that they're brought to by those conspiracies, but to you they sound crazy, and if somebody were to try to bring you on board with them, you'd just say, oh, this person's nuts and write them off.
So that
in fact is what, you do think that they're lizard people, and you think that a person that believes in lizard people isn't nuts?
Well, I would ask them what evidence they have of this, what proof do they have, why do they think that, you know, I'd like to prefer another conspiracy theory
to you, if I could.
Okay.
That the Bilderbergers want to control your money, and that they want to control the whole world's money and the whole world's military-industrial apparatus, and that they would like to make people that are on their trail look like nuts by... having them talk about how 9/11 was an inside job and how the Hurricane Katrina was caused by the HARP machine and how the governments are spraying people with chemtrails. They want to make people who are on their trail look like absolute loons and kooks. How do you think they're doing?
Disinformation.
What's that?
Disinformation, basically.
Yeah, how do you think they're doing?
Well, you have to look at all those things. You have to break it down and judge.
But the average American is busy thinking about Britney Spears' haircut. How do you think the Bilderbergers are doing?
Well, yes, they're doing an excellent
job. They're winning.
And they already have control of our money.
The conspiracy theorists love to talk about 9/11's an inside job and Katrina, Oklahoma City, chemtrails, whatever it is that they want to talk about. That is how they win, my friend.
It's a big distraction, really. I mean, we've been talking tonight. You've been listening to the show, I presume. We've been talking about the police state. We've been giving examples of corruption all over
real
the place.
Real news stories from the AP that nobody's going to argue with.
Real facts. We don't have to have some kooky scientist in here to kind of speculate and to make claims. And, you know, we don't have to go through the process of proving our claims because they're easily provable. They're accepted as fact right up front. And so if you can point out to people how it is that these things that they've always taken for granted, like the government apparatus, like the Pledge of Allegiance, like all these, the government schools, all of these things are really just designed to keep them complacent and keep them, not asking questions and obeying the demands of these people that claim to be authorities, then you can, I think, much more effectively bring people on board. And I think there's a testament to that. I think the fact that Free Talk Live is on more radio stations than any other show on the network that we are on. You found us through the Genesis Communications Network. We're their number one show, as I understand it.
At least from the number of radio stations.
And certainly within the short amount of time we've been on the air. I mean, Alex Jones has been doing it since the mid-1990s. We've been doing it since, 2004. And here we are on 56 stations now with more in the hopper. We're going to be at 60 right quick, and we're talking about big radio stations all around the country. Do you think we would have been able to get there had we been talking about 9/11 every single week?
I understand your point, and I do agree with that point, certainly.
It's fascinating. I want to agree with you, Joe. I want to agree with you. It is fascinating. Look, I want to agree with you, though. It's absolutely intriguing, some of the conspiracy theories out there. That's what they're meant to be. They're meant to be very interesting, very in-depth, very intricate, something that you can spend hours and hours and hours. You used the term earlier, well, you have to learn the facts. Well, no, I don't have to.
Most of America's not gonna.
Right. In order to spread the ideas of liberty, I don't have to know anything about who's attending Bilderberg this year and who they are and who, et cetera, et cetera. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. 800-259-9231. I just have to know what liberty is and be able to compare it to the tyranny that's happening. More coming up. Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. You can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Now then, one of the things that we ask, and we're just asking, because we'll never make you do it, but we certainly appreciate this, is when you vote for Free Talk Live. You know, we give you the features on the website free, and this is something that we ask you to do in return for that. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. If you did it last month, thank you. It was your vote that helped keep us in the lead almost all month long. There were a few times that we were passed up.
It was close.
The second place show was passing us a few times during the month, and thanks to listeners like you for going out to vote.freetalklive.com. What did we finish, 30 votes up? Last month, something like
about that. About that, and that's
not a
low
lot
compared to what we normally do.
Yeah, that's not a lot. So, and this month it's heated up again. So we still need you. It's a new month, which means at the beginning of the month they reset the vote totals and you start from scratch. So we need you again. Vote.freetalklive.com. If we push up it far enough to where they can't catch up, we won't nag you for the rest of the month. But last month we had to do it all month long.
Yeah.
So
tight.
So please help us out. Vote.freetalklive.com. If you've got an internet connection, if you've got an email address, that's all you need. They use the email to simply verify that you're a real human being. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls, to Tony in California. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live. Tony. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello. Oh, thanks. I was going to talk about how, continuing with the last caller about our police state in America and how there's been a big spread out of hundreds of cameras all over many metropolis cities in the United States.
Sure has.
In Birmingham, Alabama, I read on the internet an article of the Times over there, and they have over 500 cameras in the city.
Wow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Extreme police state. Talk about 1984.
Absolutely. And it's big in places like Chicago and New York City. Of course, London is renowned for having millions of cameras. And of course, the interesting thing about the cameras is that their own studies reveal that they don't do jack to actually solve crimes. It's actually streetlights that are more likely to keep people safe than cameras. And when I say don't do jack, I'm not exaggerating. I think
don't significantly raise the safety level.
They don't. They just create the panic level.
So what else is on your mind tonight?
That as well, and also in England, there's a program that they're trying to start to lower pedophilia by putting cameras in homes of newborn babies, for security reasons. And
I haven't heard about that one, but I have heard about them having a program for sort of kids that are having trouble in school, that they were going to put cameras in their homes.
I think it was like at-risk families.
That doesn't mean that you're wrong. I just haven't heard of it.
Yeah, yeah. And about the whole surveillance and the increased police state, where I live at in Burbank, California, it's about 20 miles north of Los Angeles. There's like a bunch of cameras over here, and on a big intersection off the five freeway, on one intersection I counted 6 cameras, like going towards every angle of the street. Every corner and every turn that the cars can make.
Oh, and so are they stoplight cameras or regular pedestrian-type cameras?
Surveillance cameras, like, okay. On top of the... What I've noticed is that they're starting to take down the street lamps and putting new ones with higher poles on them and putting cameras very high so people can't see them. Mm. And I've noticed them for, like, the last month now.
Yep, and the other thing about a lot of the traffic cameras is they actually make situations more difficult in traffic. Again,
yeah.
their own studies, the government's own studies are finding this out, that that having a red light camera encourages people to slam on their brakes in a very unsafe manner because they don't want to get a ticket, which causes people to wreck. They're also, what was the other one, that people were, something about turning right. At the red lights.
Well, people were getting tickets for turning right at red lights.
Right. So it's not that they were unsafe. It's just it's all about revenue collection, and it's not about safety because it actually increases the level of risk that people are facing on the roads. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. I understand where you're coming from on that. 800-259-9231. Luckily, New Hampshire is rural enough to where there's not a lot of that out here, at least not out this way. Thank goodness. Let's go to hopefully we can keep it that way. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that the conspirators themselves could have their own operatives spreading the truth mixed with nonsense that Building 7 was controlled demolition and that Martians controlled by Satan are taking over the world. And since Martians controlled by Satan are taking over the world is nonsense, then every time people hear about Building 7 was controlled demolition, which has a lot more evidence behind it, they would dismiss the speaker because the last time they heard that one, it was from somebody who was coming up with, nonsense mixed in with it. Now, having pointed that out, I need to point out also that Saturday evening in Seattle, Washington, a freedom fighter stepped up to the plate to take direct action. 2 cops sitting in a car and in a drive-by shooting, a freedom fighter drove by and took out one of the cops, and they still haven't found out who it was. And even if they do, the cop is still dead.
Yeah, and what does that do for freedom exactly?
Well, that cop is not going to be breaking down doors and barging into the homes of
innocent people. But they'll just hire another one, Tom.
But up to a point. But, if every time the cops bust somebody for drugs, one cop winds up dead in retaliation, then eventually the cops will figure out that it's not a very good idea to do stuff like that. And also,
I'd rather give the cops hugs.
If everybody who can't find a job goes out and does stuff like that, then the government pays the price for raising the unemployment rate, which the government controls just as precisely as the government controls, let's say, the sales tax rate. The government passes a law and says that the tax rate is going to go up. They control the unemployment rate about as precisely. If they decide to raise the unemployment rate and they pay the price like this, then that serves as a deterrent, just like if you have to pay the price with money for parking in a crosswalk.
What's the government's incentive to have people out of work?
The government likes to steal money, which throws people out of work, and they like to have control, like zoning restrictions that throw people out of work. They like to do the stuff that causes people to be thrown out of work.
I agree with that. However, do you think that that's their intention? I mean, it seems like they want to do what they want to do, but they don't actually want you to be out of work. So what that is in fact them sort of over, they're making a mistake in what it was that they were doing.
But it was their choice to violate people's right to liberty by imposing these blatantly unjust laws.
Don't you think, Tom? Are you a religious man at all? Or are you an atheist?
Me, I'm a Christian.
You're a Christian. Now, what kind of a Christian would advocate killing? I mean, wouldn't Jesus forgive?
Well, actually, taking out enemy officers in combat isn't murder.
Wouldn't Jesus, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus be arming up?
I'm not sure that Jesus advocates combat.
I don't know. I haven't asked him.
Yeah,
if I ever see him, I'll be sure to ask him, okay?
Thanks, Tom.
We'll all find out on Judgment Day.
I don't know about that. Thank you for the call. I think I'd rather approach the police that are doing things that are wrong with understanding and compassion, maybe a little bit of a stern approach. I mean, we got pretty stern with the cops today. Here in Cheshire County, we were, Sam specifically from ObscuredTruth.com was assaulted by men and women wearing brown uniforms and carrying guns, calling themselves the sheriff. And they were just absolutely outrageous in their behavior. And so Sam got a little bit loud with them, and that video is going to be up probably in a little while tonight at freekeen.com. You'll be able to see the raw footage from my BlackBerry cam, and I'm sure Sam's more polished, edited version will come out eventually at freekeen.com and obscuredtruth.com. But it doesn't seem to me that pulling out a firearm and blasting away at the sheriff's deputies is going to get us to a state of liberty, because violence has kind of been the history of the world, and all of the violence in the world over all of time hasn't brought us peace. Seems to me that violence begets violence, and I think that if we're going to achieve peace, we have to show the way by being peaceful ourselves.
Yeah, I don't think that they're gonna. I don't think they're gonna take an effective amount of cop killing, because you could, like, the random cop can be killed here and there, and there's not much that can be done. They'll just sort of, you know, they'll react in whatever manner they react. But if it's done in some sort of systematic fashion that might actually have some kind of effect, oh, believe that the government's going to step up and figure out some way to make that stop.
And people are going to want it, too, because they'll be scared.
Yeah.
And they'll look to the government to protect them from all the bad people that are killing cops. So love, peace, understanding, forgiveness. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.